I'm out and about today. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today I'm at a state park. I've actually been here before a couple of times, and I made a video at this location. I'm here today because I'm meeting some people for an activity. Not everybody wants to be on YouTube, so I have no expectation that the folks I'm meeting here today are going to want to participate in the creation of a YouTube video. So anticipating that they might not be interested, I came an hour early so that I could make a video here at this location and talk to you. So far, this has been a very interesting day. I think really every day is interesting if you look for those aspects of the day that seem interesting to you. Really, we live in the today. I can remember for years I used to live thinking about the future, preparing for the future. I was studying for a test. I was trying to earn a degree. I was trying to qualify for a job. I was on a waiting list for something. A lot of our life is forward-looking, and a lot of our activities are to build the future such that we can lose sight of the fact that we live our life today. You can't live in the yesterday. It doesn't exist any longer. And tomorrow doesn't exist, except theoretically. So I'm focused on the today. Kind of a philosophical topic, if you will. When I wake up in the morning, I never really know exactly how the day is going to go. I have things that I have perhaps planned for the day. We all have a list of things that need to get done or a list of things we want to do. The other day I was listening to a podcast in German, and it was a discussion between two people who know each other quite well. And they were discussing the idea of spontaneity. In English, we have a word, spontaneous, and that means without planning, without preparation, perhaps even without a trigger. There's a term of art, spontaneous combustion. If you have old rags that are soaked with linseed oil and they're sitting somewhere, they can actually develop enough heat that they burst into flames. You can burn your house down by having old rags soaked in linseed oil, and the phenomenon is called spontaneous combustion. In other words, it didn't require a match or a lighter or some source of fire to start that. It just happened spontaneously. In German, there is a similar word. It sounds very similar, spontan. Now, I have learned to be careful about words that sound alike in two different languages because they may or may not have a one-to-one translation that's accurate. Languages have nuance, and meanings may be not quite the same. It appears that the word spontan in German roughly means spontaneous in English. But the discussion on the podcast was charming. One of the presenters gave a definition for spontan, for spontaneous, and it was what you would expect. But the other presenter did something very charming, and that is he talked about the cultural aspects of this concept. He did it in a very lighthearted way. What he said was that for a German, spontaneous meant that it's only been planned for a few days. In other words, his definition violated our definition. When we say spontaneous, we mean no preparation. His definition, as described in that podcast, was a pre-planned event was planned for months, and a spontaneous event was only planned for a couple of days. As I listened to that podcast, my interpretation was that he was lampooning German culture. but he was doing it in a very lighthearted way. Today's activities here at this state park are not spontaneous. No, this is pre-planned. A group of us have decided to come together for a hike, but it's no ordinary hike. The area around here has a lot of hills, and some people want to hike uphill to get a very good, strong aerobic workout. You get a great workout if you climb a hill. On the other hand, if you would like a more leisurely hike, you could choose to go downhill. If you start here and hike up a hill and then down the hill, that's round trip. But this group of people coming together today have planned a one-way hike. A one-way hike requires some logistics. What are logistics? What's that all about? Logistics are those things, whether material or activity-wise, that are required to accomplish something. For instance, my logistics to get here to this state park included planning so that I knew that I could get here on time, making certain that I had enough fuel in the car. My logistics included packing water, sunscreen, a hat, the camera, all the things that were necessary to make this a good trip. So those were the logistics. Once the group gets here at noontime, the logistics will be for us to get to the starting point, which is on the top of the hill. There will be more than a dozen of us doing this hike, and so we have to decide how we're going to drive the group to the top of the hill, but leave our cars down here. We will ferry people up to the starting point. Several cars will drive a group of people up to the starting point, and then we'll come back down here. Perhaps one car will bring all those drivers back to the starting point. So when we're all done with our preparation, most of the cars will be down here, but one car, or perhaps two, will be at the starting point. We will walk about 5 miles downhill toward the sea, and then somebody's going to need to drive the owners of the cars that are parked at the starting point back up the hill so they can retrieve their car. I don't know how many cars will be up there, but at least one for sure. So ferrying people up to the top of the hill amounts to the logistics that we have to put in place in order to do this hike. We're going to be walking for several hours, so I have brought a couple of bananas for a snack. I thought about granola bars, but most of the ones I saw in the store are just full of sugar and salt. You know, they amount to processed food, so I did not buy any of those. But there's nothing processed about a nice fresh banana. So I have a couple of bananas and, of course, plenty of water. When I was younger, I didn't take this kind of preparation very seriously. When I was younger, I was a lot more spontaneous, and so I could find myself on a long hike with no hat, no sunscreen, perhaps no water. So the preparation, the logistics for a hike like this turn out to be really important. In life, I don't really have a lot of regrets, but if I had a regret to share with you today, it might be that I didn't use enough sunscreen over the years. Sunscreen is known to be super important to people if they're going to be out in the sun. Sun-damaged skin can result in skin cancers, all sorts of skin conditions that are undesirable, and it can lead to premature aging of the skin. I can remember when I was a kid, my dad introduced us to the idea of sunbathing. That was laying out on a flat surface, allowing our skin to absorb sunlight. And he talked about it in positive terms. He didn't talk about sunscreen. He talked about sunbathing, getting a suntan. I didn't buy it. I found sunbathing boring and uncomfortable. I say that without disrespect to my dad. I just don't think he got it right. I don't recall my parents ever teaching us that we needed to apply sunscreen. We do. There's a lot of content online on YouTube about skincare. If you survey the recommendations for how to care for your skin, the most consistent recommendation you will see is sunscreen. Now, sunscreens come in a bunch of different varieties, and they have advantages for sure, but they have some disadvantages. Some of the disadvantages of sunscreen include they can bother us. They can cause burning of the skin. They can cause discomfort. If you get sunscreen in your eyes, that can cause a lot of watery eye discomfort, can interfere with your vision, it can make you very uncomfortable. If you shop for sunscreens, you'll find sunscreens that are with moisturizer, sunscreens that are water resistant, and then the sunscreens are further divided into chemical sunscreen or mineral sunscreen. Zinc oxide, for instance, is used as a mineral sunscreen. And the complaint that you usually see for zinc oxide is that it gives one a white cast to the skin. People can see it. They don't find it attractive. The good news about mineral sunscreens is they typically don't irritate the skin and burn your eyes. There are a lot of recommendations about this, that, and the other sunscreens, and I found that I just had to buy a few and try them. I found a bunch of them that I didn't tolerate because they burned my skin, they caused discomfort, and a couple of them, if I got just the slightest amount in my eye, caused a lot of eye symptoms. That was miserable. However, I have come upon a couple of sunscreen options that are very satisfactory. It takes a little bit of effort to find the product that suits you. But if you're going to be out in the sun, it sure is worth it. The technology of sunscreens is something I didn't learn as a kid. Our parents didn't mention it once to my recollection. This morning, I got up very early and met four friends for coffee. We do this from time to time. It's always a pleasure to catch up with them, to find out how they're doing, and talk about various things. I can't say that that gathering was spontaneous because we had planned it for days. After having that pleasant gathering over coffee, I came home and had breakfast and prepared for this part of the day, which is another planned event, a long one-way hike with some significant logistics. When I drove down here, I anticipated that there would be traffic related to the fine weather and a lot of people going to the beach. I was right. Traffic was a big mess, and I just attributed that traffic jam to the beach traffic. However, when I got to a particular location, I noticed that road construction was actually the culprit. There was a crew doing road construction, and they had blocked lanes and restricted the flow of traffic, resulting in a big traffic jam. Luckily, I had anticipated traffic as a potential problem, so I allowed for it. I allowed plenty of time to get here without being late. When I arrived here at the state park, I reached into the console of the car and pulled out my annual pass. When one goes to state parks or county parks, there is a choice. You can pay when you enter, that is a day use payment, or you could have an annual pass. I have an annual pass for the Santa Clara County Park System, and I have an annual pass for the state of California. They're separate. They're not the same. The state of California sells their passes, their annual passes, based on that calendar year. all the passes expire on New Year's Eve, December 31st, the end of the year. Santa Clara County, on the other hand, just sells a one-year duration pass. So if you buy your annual pass in July, then it will expire the end of July the following year. I assumed that I had an annual pass for the state park. As I pulled it out, I noticed that the year stamped on that pass was 2025. And then I looked more closely. I looked at the expiration date, and it was December 31st, 2025. In other words, my pass had expired. Oh well. So I paid for day use to park my car here in the state park. And next week, I will go to the office and buy another annual pass. It is less expensive in the long term if you buy annual passes as opposed to paying each time you enter a park. As I walked out into this park, what I noticed was a lot of flowers, a lot of vegetation. We've had a lot of rain, so the grasses and plants have grown very nicely. We have a lot of flowers and a lot of butterflies. I think comparing the butterfly population we see in 2026 to what I saw in childhood, it appears we have fewer butterflies. I don't think we have nearly the number of butterflies, but I haven't taken a deep dive to understand that with great precision. Now, when I see a butterfly, I am fascinated. I recorded some video of this butterfly. This is a swallowtail, and it is feeding on nectar on these wildflowers. I intended to get even better video, but unfortunately, the swallowtail was not cooperative. It quickly flew away and disappeared. I think I'm prepared for the activities of the day. I have a checklist that I actually wrote down. Water, sunscreen, a hat, the camera, a snack. I checked the weather and discerned that having a jacket wasn't necessary. However, I put one in the car anyway, just in case. Just in case, of course, is an expression that you hear a lot in English. If you do something just in case, you're doing it in the event that it is perhaps necessary. Just in case of cold weather, you might bring an umbrella just in case it rains. A lot of times when you say just in case, you don't actually specify what you're preparing for. You just leave it open-ended. You say, I brought a jacket today just in case. And people understand the meaning. It is possible that I'll make some video on this walk, but I do not assume that the people on this walk will be interested in participating in the creation of a YouTube video. I have to be respectful of their wishes and not try to record a video if they're not interested. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.